welcome to WDCE. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. I'm Lou Dean, and you're listening to The Cool Jazz Set. And now here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh boy, does that bring back memories to some of my good friends here in Richmond. One and only Lou Dean, who absolutely owned the airwaves from the mid-50s to the mid-70s on the 50,000-watt Voice of Virginia, WRVA, broadcasting at 1140 on the AM dial. And the late-night show was so popular, and with that clear signal that they got all across the country, people as far away as Alaska, California, Canada, Florida would call in and say hello to Lou. He had a legion of followers, including yours truly. And it's so nice to hear his theme song, too. I'm proud that he was nice enough to tell me how to get hold to that, and I thought I would play that to open the show rather than my usual cool jazz set. So thanks for tuning in, and Lou, thank you so much, son. You're a longtime friend. My dad worked with you at RVA back in the, oh my goodness, back in the 50s, and he thought a lot of you as well. So welcome, my friends, to the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and I want to thank Lou again for that nice introduction. Let's get started with a really fine trombonist. This is a young trombonist. His name is Steve Davis. And there have been a lot of great trombone players in modern jazz. Of course, Frank Rossellino, Carl Fontana, and the great J.J. Johnson, to name just three of the greats. And we'll be hearing from Carl Fontana later in the show. But this is a tribute to the J.J. Johnson, the great J.J. Johnson, master trombonist by Steve Davis. J.J. was Steve's mentor. And this is a brand new release entitled Say When. So here is the great trombonist Steve Davis.
Thank you. Somehow the thrill I feel is new. I must confess, I never loved till I loved you. Or did you guess? This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care, oh please be kind. This is all so grand, my dreams are on parade. If you just understand, they'll never, never fade. So tell me your love's sincere, oh please be kind. Tell me I need.
Miss Diana Panton, Please Be Kind. That's from her album entitled Pink. And that featured Guido Basso on that beautiful flugelhorn work. What a lovely voice she has. And she has a new recording coming out, I think, in early fall. And she promised to send me a copy, so we'll look forward to that. And before Miss Panton, we heard a nice recording by tenor saxophonist Hirsch Bullen and a great pianist Tommy Garvin. They recorded that a few years ago. Before Tom passed away. And title of the album is Confirmation. Hirsch Bullen plays Utah Jazz featuring the music and artistry of Tom Garvin. And the tune we heard was written by Tom, was Rappahannock. And he had a place down on the Rappahannock that he dearly loved. And we miss him. And we open the show with trombonist Steve Davis from his album entitled Say When. And that's his tribute to J.J. Johnson. And that featured Steve Davis on trombone, of course. The bassist on that, Nat Reeves, by the way, and the pianist Harold Mayburn, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. Up next, a nice recording by tenor saxophonist Ralph Moore, and he's backed by the Ray Brown Trio. This is Bye Bye Blackbird. And that was Curtis Calderon from his album Lost Soul, a tribute to Chet Baker. Curtis Calderon is one of the four freshmen, by the way, but this is an album that he did with his own group, and that featured on baritone sax Rob Hart, Andy Langham on piano, and Hamilton Price, the bassist on that. Just Friends, Love Is No More. And before that, we heard great tenor saxophonist Ralph Moore, with backed by the Ray Brown Trio, including Ray on bass, Gene Harris on piano, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. Bye Bye Blackbird. Well, if you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. We originate each week at this time from the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond, and our students are coming back, and they look fantastic. And I know they're excited about another great school year. We're excited to have them back, too. A lot of jazz fans here at the university. Up next, Miss Denise Donatelli, When Lights Are Low, is the title of the album. And this is It's You or No One.
It's you or no one for me. I'm sure of this. Each time we kiss, now and forever, when forever's done, you'll find that you are still the one. Please don't say no to my plea, 'cause if you do, then I'm all through. There's this about you, my world's an empty world without you. It's you or no one for me. Me, I'm sure of this. Each time we kiss, now and forever, when forever's done, you'll find that you are still the one. Please don't say no to my plea, 'cause if you do, then I'm all through. There is this about you, my world's an empty world without you. It's you and no one else for me.
And Clark Terry on muted trumpet, Red Mitchell on bass from a dual album they did entitled Jive at Five, and that was the title track, actually written by Sweets Edison, too. What a great bassist he was. He tuned his bass in fifths, by the way, like a cello, which is how he got that low, low note. And let's see, before that, Denise Donatelli from her album, When Lights Are Low, and we heard It's You or No One, and that featured on piano Jeff Keyser. Up next, something for my trombone friends. This is the great Fontana. Carl Fontana with a great quintet. Carl on trombone, Al Cohn on tenor sax, Richard Wyans on piano, Ray Drummond, the bassist, and Akira Tana on drums. This is I Thought About You, Carl Fontana. Mr. Jackson, this is for you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
The great Oscar Peterson trio, Ray Brown, Herb Ellis.